I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. Ticks.
Ticks.
Ugh. I hate them.
Ticks are out in force. I was out doing a Virginia Master Naturalist training in Charlottesville, and after the training, we went out on the trail just to look for insects, and a couple of people pointed out to me that they had ticks on them. I looked at the ticks and immediately relaxed a little bit because I recognized them as not being deer ticks. That's the only species that we have here that is a vector of Lyme disease, which is something that I've had the misfortune of contracting three different times. After a long drive in an air-conditioned car, I was relatively comfortable, and so my first thought was not to take a shower when I arrived, which I should have done right away. And it wasn't until much later that evening when I noticed I had something itching on my ankle, took off my wool socks, and I found a small ring of ticks right under my ankle bone. And then I noticed the wool socks themselves, and there must have been 30 or more of these larval ticks all in the sock material. So what I did is I ended up putting them in a Ziploc bag, and I stuck them in the freezer overnight to kill them. But I was pulling ticks off me for several days. And at one point, suddenly, in between my little finger and the next finger, my started to itch, and I looked down, and there was an engorged tick right in between my fingers.
So you hadn't looked at your fingers for a few days, huh?
Apparently not. I don't know. It's just weird. But these are little guys, too. I mean, they're less than an eighth of an inch long. These are our larval ticks. They're not the adult ticks, so they're fairly small. This is what people often refer to as seed ticks because they're so small.
Not the deer tick, though.
These were not deer ticks, no.
So you're safe on that count.
I'm safe with Lyme disease. I mean, there's other things I can contract, so stay tuned. I'll be looking for blotches and stiff joints and general malaise here.
Well, how is it that they tend to congregate in the wild in one little place? I went out to the woods a couple of years ago with two other people. They didn't get a single one. I picked off 35 by the time I got back here to the station.
You just have to be in the right spot at the right time. Females lay egg masses with thousands and thousands of eggs, and they will hatch into six-legged nymphs. And after they've fed, they will molt or shed their exoskeleton and become the eight-legged larva. They'll feed on all kinds of other animals, usually small rodents. If there's food nearby, they will feed in mass on that poor, hapless creature. And then once they've fed, they'll be looking for another meal. But the lesson to be learned here is that whenever you're out in tick season, and believe me, around here, tick season is mid-March on, come home, strip down, take a shower immediately, throw your clothing in the washer with good, hot, soapy water to prevent ticks from hitching a ride on your clothing or getting spread to other parts of the house. They recommend that if you can get most ticks off you within the first 36 hours after being bitten, the chances of contracting a tick-borne disease are relatively low. But in my case, that hasn't necessarily been so.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.